The challenges of the 21st century have made pastoral leadership more difficult than it has ever been. In my experiences traveling, teaching, preaching, and serving in a variety of cultural, denominational, and geographic contexts, I have come across pastors who bravely bear great burdens. Certain individuals supervise modest, resolute congregations in rural or remote areas, while others lead congregations situated within rapidly expanding urban centers. Some ministers work within communities facing poverty, political upheaval, or major social changes, whereas many others lead multicultural congregations shaped by worldwide migration. One thing has become evident everywhere. Pastors are looking for direction, strength, and clarity for the task that God has called them to. Innumerable discussions with pastors, ministry students, educators, and world leaders who shared a need for a useful, theologically based tool to assist them in navigating the reality of contemporary ministry gave rise to the idea for this book. The speed at which culture is changing, the emergence of digital ministry, the changing expectations of congregations, and the emotional burden that comes with leading God's people left many feeling overpowered. Some were looking for resources for ministry innovation, organizational management, and leadership development. Others still wanted to learn more about how Scripture envisions pastoral identity and calling. As a companion, a manual, and a source of inspiration for leaders who aspire to serve truthfully in a world that is changing quickly, this book is my gift to those voices. This book aims to close the gap between pastoral theology and the realities of global ministry, between biblical depth and practical application, and between ancient wisdom and modern concerns. It combines history, leadership theory, emotional well-being, organizational strategy, scripture, and cross-cultural understanding to create a holistic tool for today's leaders. The chapters are purposefully organized to cater to a variety of groups, including pastors looking for revival, students getting ready for ministry, teams seeking development, educators molding the next generation of leaders, and international practitioners working in a variety of mission fields. I pray you find tools that empower, insights that direct, and truths that restore your soul, whether you are reading this book for academic study, ministry training, or personal enrichment. I urge you to read these pages in a contemplative and spiritual manner. Let the Bible, leadership ideas, international case studies, and useful tools speak to your personal situation. Go back and revisit the chapters that present difficulties. Discuss the concepts that make your ministry stronger. Talk about the reflection questions with your group. Have faith that God will be with you while you serve, lead, teach, and shepherd. It is my hope that this book will change your heart as well as your way of thinking. I pray that it will build your pastoral identity, rekindle your ministry vision, and deepen your love for Christ. I hope it serves as a reminder that you are not alone, and that God has called, equipped, and accompanied you on your journey. And may it encourage you to lead in the days ahead with bravery, humility, and optimism.